Good morning. We're so glad it's Thursday of this week, and I hope your week has been a good one so far and that it continues strong. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and this week we've been talking about running the Christian race. And we've mentioned Hebrews chapter 12 that speaks of us running the race, and it's pictured as though there's a great grandstand, and up there in the grandstand are those who are encouraging us onward. It says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And we've looked at various excuses that one might give for not running the Christian race. Today we talk about this one. Someone says, "Well, it was just too hard. It's just too hard. I just can't do it." Well, when I look up there in the stands among those who are cheering for me, you know who I see? I see Abraham. You know, one of the most heart-wrenching things I've ever read is the moment where God tells Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice unto him. That made no sense for the God of heaven to ask me to sacrifice my son. And besides, that son was the promised son through whom the Messiah was to come. How's the Messiah going to come into the world if I kill my son? Again, none of it makes any sense at all. But yet the Bible says that when Abraham was told to do that, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him." The Bible says that Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Look, we have the fire and we have the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham says, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." And the two of them went together. Don't you know that was so hard? Don't you know that was so difficult? As he hears his son say, "Father, we have the wood and we have the fire, we have the knife, but where's the lamb?" Oh, that had to have torn his heart out. And Abraham just simply says, "God will provide." And you may remember they got to the top of the mountain. Abraham binds his son, lays him on the altar, draws back the knife to take the life of his son, and a voice says, "Abraham, Abraham," and stops him. "Do not lay your hand on the child, for now I know that you fear God and that you have not withheld your only son from me." What could have been harder than that? I just don't know. You know, the Christian life is going to bring some hard things at times, but Abraham's up there in the stand saying, "Come on, you can do it. Just trust God." Somebody once said that Abraham was a person who could believe anything God said and do anything God said do without asking any questions. His faith and his trust in God was just that strong, even when he was asked to do something very, very hard. You know, I can't use that excuse. Not as long as there's an Abraham up in the stands. He would say, no matter how hard or how difficult something may seem to be, you can do it. In fact, Jesus said that his yoke is really light. "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so we can do it. The Lord will give us the help to do it, and we need to understand that. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. Here in Athens, Alabama, we meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible class for all ages. Then 10:20, we have our worship service. And again, at 5 o'clock, we have our evening worship service. And then on Wednesdays at 7. A friendly welcome always awaits you. I'm Jeff May. I thank you so much for your time today. And I hope that you'll come and be with us every opportunity that you may have. Have a God-blessed day.